If you could open it to Acts 2.
It's Pentecost, so
I feel like this is an appropriate scripture. Acts 2. When you are there, please say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It sounds like most of us are there. So I'm going to start reading. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed, "These people are from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in their own native tongues. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and areas of Libya around the Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and we all hear these people speaking our own languages about wonderful things God has done." They stood there and amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that is all." So, preface to all of this, like Pastor Don spoke, there was a festival that was occurring there. Jesus told them to wait. And as the festival was occurring, we often think that there were only just the disciples there. But it wasn't just the disciples in that room. It was about, I think, over 100 people waiting there. It wasn't just 12. It was over 100 people who followed Christ, who knew of Christ, who came into that room, who took the direction of Christ saying, "Wait for me in this area. Wait for me in this place. And I will send the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit moves within all of us and lands upon all of us when there's obedience in our spirit. Not only did they go to this location, but they waited in this location. That took patience. How many of us are patient with the Lord? Not many of us. I want to put this in your brains as we move forward. The Spirit moves in obedience. If the Lord says jump, you jump. If the Lord says speak, you speak. If the Lord says go, you go. And I've given this message to people who are a bit younger. So when I say go, they easily move. But with our demographic, let's be a little realistic. When the Lord says go, you have to warm up a little bit. I struggle. I'm 34. 34. I'm so young, but
yeah.
I played soccer since I was little, so I have the knees of a 70-year-old. So when I get up in the morning, I have to like warm up, walk for 5 minutes like this before I can walk normally. So it's interesting. My body's just shot. But I want you guys to understand. Your joints, your bones, don't define the spirit that's within you. Don't let the limitations of your flesh limit to what your spirit wants to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me get started with this. The spirit moves in the moments of chaos. The spirit moves in the moments of chaos. That's my first point. I'm going to take some examples of this in real life. When the elders were asked and were told that they would not be able to renew the lease in the last location, there was chaos in that. The chaos stepped in the fact that they had to look for a new place, and then we had to pack everything and then find a new location and then move everything. There was chaos in those moments. There was panic in those moments, because your first instinct when you hear you can't renew your lease, your first thing is like, oh no, this is all we know. And you panic. I've been in that situation before with another ministry that me and my friends used to run when we're told that you have to go. And then you're like, where? But there was the Holy Spirit moved in that moment, in that chaos. The Spirit spoke to the elders, and they settled, and they found a location. For my own personal life, I don't know if I ever shared with you guys how I was filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time. And if I have, you're going to hear it again. If you haven't, get ready for it. But there was chaos, but the Holy Spirit came through. I was a young believer. I was probably 3 months in to my walk. No idea what being baptized in the Holy Spirit was, and being regular water baptism was. I didn't understand the difference. But I was walking around, just praying, and I was like, you know what? I told this to my mentor. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And my mentor looked at me, and he was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, probably not, but that's what I want to do. He was like, all right. So, at that time, 3 months into my walk, I was serving with the choir, the worship team and choir ministry, and I was also serving with the youth ministry, and I was serving with the women's ministry, and I was serving with the ushers. I was everywhere. But the youth pastor this particular day called me. He was like, hey, dude, there is a house call I'm going to make. There's this student that is having suicidal thoughts, and the mom wants to have a sit down, and I need to bring someone for accountability's sake. Could you come, please? And I was like, okay. I was like, sure. He was like, your job is just going to be to take my car, take this kid to go get ice cream, and just talk to him and make him feel loved. And he's like, I know you're really good at that. I know you're really good at loving on people and making them feel special and making them feel like they have value. I'm like, okay, that's your job. That's all you need to do. And while I talk to the mom, I'm like, okay. So I did that. And as I was talking to the kid, I was like, hey, dude. So 3 months in, no training whatsoever. I was like, hey, dude, you want to kill yourself or what? That was the first thing I said to him. Wow. Chaos immediately. He was like, nah, my mom's just being dramatic. I'm like, oh yeah? He was like, yeah. So then we just kept talking. And I was like, as we kept having this conversation, it kept going back to, I just want to get my mom's attention. And I'm like, so I was like, okay. So we hung out, finished eating ice cream 40 minutes in, and then we went back to their house. And then we spoke at their house with the mom and the youth pastor. Then the youth pastor, we wrapped up. We were sitting around the table. And we were like, okay, let's pray. It's like, okay. Keep in mind, 3 months into me being safe. Put my hand, we all just grabbed each other's hands. And as things were going, as the prayer started, I felt weird. Like all the hairs in my arm stood up. The hairs in the back of my neck stood up. And I've never felt this type of feeling before. And I was like, what's happening? It's not what you think it was. The mom started manifesting demonically. The mom started manifesting demonically. The table started shaking. And then I looked at the youth pastor because I had no idea what was happening. I was like, why is this lady screaming? And then the youth pastor steps up, starts praying in tongues, and he's like, Edwin, stand right here. I'm like, all right. I'm not going near this woman. He was like, put the kids over here. I'm like, all right. I grab the kids. And I'm like, what do I do? And then out of nowhere, it felt like lightning hit me. And then I started praying in tongues. For the first time ever, I started praying in tongues. And I was just like going at it. No idea what was happening. No idea what was coming out of my mouth. And just praying in tongues for these kids. I knew I was praying something over the kids. And then I was praying something for the mom. But I was just, my mind was like, it's like, have you ever had the experience where you see yourself out of your body and you see your body doing something and you're like, what is this thing? What am I doing? You're fully aware of what's happening with you, but you're out of your body. It's an out-of-body experience. I was having an out-of-body experience at this moment. This chaotic moment where something manifested and then the Spirit came. And it came because I was obedient. Because the Spirit told me, go with this pastor who needs your help to talk to this person. And in that moment of complete chaos, I was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then after this woman got delivered, praise God, on the car ride back, we said amen, and then we got on the car, and on the car ride back, I asked the youth pastor looks at me. He's like, what do you think happened? I'm like, I don't know, dude. What did I do? He was like, brother, you praying in tongues. I'm like, no way. What is tongues? I was like, what is tongues? Because I have no idea what you're talking about. What is tongues? I speak in it, and I started speaking it, and the Lord gave me that gift at that moment. Out of sheer obedience of me saying yes. And he explains to me what tongues is. He explained to me what it represents. And now that I'm more of a seasoned Christian, I understand that that happened because of the obedience that I had for the Lord. Because of the passion I had for the Lord. And because of the protection that the Lord had over me. I think out of all things, it was mostly that. In the moments of chaos, in the moments of disaster, where the enemy is at his strongest, the Lord is going to send his Holy Spirit to protect you. Whatever was manifesting in that mother at that time, the Lord sent his Holy Spirit to protect me from whatever was happening with her and preventing it from jumping onto me. So I was a fresh pup. I had nothing in me. There was nothing special. But the moment that Spirit came, I became special. Because the same Spirit that filled Christ the moment he came out of the water in his baptism, the same Spirit that was hovering over the water in the moment of creation, went inside me.
Amen.
And filled me. Please do not be discouraged in chaos. Please do not be discouraged because you feel like your house or your rooms or your personal life is not where you feel it should be. Because in those moments of chaos, in those moments of disappointment, I promise you, the Lord has sent His Holy Spirit to protect you. Pentecost is such an important time. Not because of the fact of anything else, that it was the creation of the church, but it was the moment that, yeah, we had Christ who was God here on earth, but the moment that God said, I am with you now and forever, that promise was fulfilled. And the crazy thing is, sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, that we see the Holy Spirit as a mascot. We see Him because we depict Him as a dove. And we think of the Holy Spirit as an accessory rather than its own person. The Holy Spirit is His own person. The Holy Spirit is His own entity that wants to partner with you. To be able to go out into the world and make disciples. He is a tool for us to be able to use and be bold, courageous, and speak with Christ. He speaks through us. I challenge every single one of you to stop looking at the Holy Spirit as just as a mascot, but truly give yourselves the opportunity to partner with Him.
Yes.
One of my other points is, don't let fear be your prophet.
Preach it.
How often do we allow fear to dictate our destiny? How often do we let something that we are afraid of, for example, I don't want to go and talk to this person out in the street because I'm afraid that they're going to say, ew. Because that's happened to me before. As I've gone up to someone like, hey, do you know Christ loves you? And they're like, ew. I'm like, well, you know what? God still loves you. Do not let fear define who you are. Do not let fear and bad habits define your personality. Every single one of you, yes, you're at a later stage of your life, so I promise you, every single one of you can still reach and teach someone. Can still motivate and push someone. Can still give that cool cup of water to someone. I say this, in most of my messages always revolve around the theme of, we need to be active. Because if we are not active as a church to go out and teach people and reach people, then we are failing the Holy Spirit. We are failing the promise. And we are failing the greatest commandment, which is to go out and make disciples. There's a lot of things that happen. There's a train of thought that happens. That God send revival. God send revival so that we can grow the church, so that we can see a new move of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever sat down to think, this is the new revival? The Lord sent His Spirit.
Amen.
We are His instruments. We are the revival. The Spirit that lives within you is the revival. We want something physical to see and go to, but it's already within you. We don't need a room full of people for the Spirit to move drastically. Spirit's already moving drastically within you. So, I spoke for 20 minutes. That's what this thing tells me. Doesn't feel like it, but That's what it says. So I give you a piece of paper. I'm going to give you 10 minutes. This last 10 minutes, I'm going to keep the music playing because I feel like that stimulates something within our spirits, that bubbles something. But I want you to take these 10 minutes and use this time to just pray. Pray in tongues, pray however you want to pray. But I want you to take this time to pray and seek what the Holy Spirit wants to do within you, within this house, within the city that we are in. And let the Spirit move within you. And then after that, I want you to be obedient. Let the chaos around you not be the thing that holds you back. Because in the chaos, the Spirit will move. Amen? Amen. All right. 10 minutes.
Hit the pause.
Well, what I want you to do with those papers now is I want you to take them home this week. I want you to pray over them. I want you to just pray over them every morning. Just pray over them. And after the week, bring him back on Sunday, and I want you to please hand him to Pastor Don, and we're going to read them over. He'll read them over. I would like to read them over too, and I want to see how the Lord moves. The key thing to this is you trust the Lord to write down what he said to you in this paper. There's no right or wrong here. There isn't. So don't feel pressured. But you trusted the Lord to write down what you did. So I want you to take it home and pray for it. Amen?
Amen.
I gave you guys also an encouragement card. I put it next to you or I handed it to you. The last time I spoke, I challenged you to write something on it. And then find someone out while you're doing something, to grocery shopping or whatever it is you do. Give it to them. Do the same thing this time. Every time I do this, every time I come up, I'm going to challenge you to do so. Because this does two things. It stops fear from being your prophet. And it encourages whoever the Lord leads you to seek him. Amen?
Amen?
Now, it doesn't have to be a prophetic word. It can be just as encouraging as God loves you, God sees you, something like that. I promise you, those few little encouragements is going to change someone's life for the best. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let me pray us out. Heavenly Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your Spirit. I thank you for your presence. I pray that as we go out this week, I pray that your Spirit comes, resides within us, and then is released into this world through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please go be with God. Enjoy your week. Amen.